You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Okay, it's time to have a little moment of silence. Turn the music down, Radar.
Oh, what's wrong?
R.I.P. to the penny. The penny!
What's wrong with the penny? It's gone?
So, there has been an order put in place for the U.S. Mint to stop making pennies. Did you know that it actually costs more to make the penny than what the penny is worth?
The penny is worth a cent, correct?
It takes 3 cents.
I thought that was a joke. Okay, good.
It takes 3 cents to produce it. It costs more to make it than what it's worth.
It takes 3 cents to make 1 cent. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. But here's 2 cents for you. How do you give someone your 2 cents? I got 2 cents for you. You know what I mean?
Here's a nickel. Keep the change, I guess.
A penny for your thoughts.
You're right.
Find a penny. Pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck.
Give that penny to a friend. Your luck will never end.
All of that stuff. You're not going to have the thrill now of exact change. When they say, okay, the total is $6.23. Oh, hang on a second. I might have exact change.
No,
when you get an extra penny back and you put it in that little plastic tin there at Quick Trip and say, yeah, keep that for somebody else.
Ooh, you're a big spender. You're a big tipper, too.
No more. It's going to be coming to an end.
That always confused me as a high school kid when I worked at the hardware store, Hardware Hank in Hartford. Guys would come in especially, and it would be, you know, the bill would be like, you know, 1831. Well, there's the penny, so you just give me 70. And I go,
I know.
I just need to count up. I love messing with these kids. They would say that all the time. I'm like, huh?
I was never smart enough to figure that out on
the
spot either.
I just want to put a calculator in.
Can I just plug it into the register here and give you your change? Yeah. I'm not really sure what's going
on. Come on now. You know how to do this.
The penny was started in 1793.
And it's going to be going away. They're not going to be making pennies anymore.
That's the latest. Yeah.
We'll catch up,
people. So think about what you have in your cup holders, in the bottom of your car, bottom of your purse. How many pennies do you have? That's it.
Catch up, people, because I've been dishing off pennies left and right for quite a while now. Because they're useless to me. You know when they were very useful to me? When I was a child and we would go to the grocery store and I would beg my mother for a penny to get a gumball.
To get a gumball, yes.
After that, I didn't even use pennies.
Our grandma, growing up, used to have a gumball candy machine, and sometimes she'd put M&Ms in there. Sometimes it'd be gum. And you always wanted to have pennies when you'd go to grandma and grandpa's house because of the little candy machine, gumball machine that they had.
Right.
But yeah, when you think about it, it makes sense.
I've been dishing these things off.
Why
actually,
it would go away?
What I do with the pennies, because I'm a high school coach, Wauwatosa East, Red Raiders, varsity softball, and all the times I coached in the past, I would bring pennies to the game and I would bury them like behind the bench, whether on the first base side or the third base side. Went to tournaments when my daughters were younger, I'd bury a penny. That was our luck for the game. You'd bury a penny underneath, just kind of kick some dirt over it. So there's pennies all over these fields.
You've been doing this for years?
I've been doing it for years. I'm like, I don't need this penny. I don't need that. I don't need that. There's some times where I clean my car.
How many times have you done this? How much cash is around town that we could be digging up?
Well, it's...
You've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time. It's probably a little over a dollar. I would. That's about it, though. Because they're only worth a penny. It's a cent. It's 1 cent.